Today I'd like to talk about the experimental and modeling study of solute dispersion for Japanese volcanic ash soil. When I came to Riverside in 1991 as a postdoc, re-emphasis how important to develop the reliable and the useful program for the useful program. That's the reason for I decided to work on the CXT fit, which I developed. But at that time, I didn't know almost nothing about analytical solution. Rien allowed me to go through his handwriting memo. Then that's how I learned the analytical solution. As you might know, CXT fit itself is a very simple program consisting of the analytical solution for convection dispersion equation and as well as non-equilibrium CDE. The program itself is complicated. The solution is complicated, but the program itself is not so bad. Then I finished the program and the 6 months or so, but in order to make the program in the public domain, I spent almost 3 years to make the program reliable and user-friendly. Then because of the CXT fit, I fortunately had a lot of opportunity to work with many people regarding on the solute transport study. After going back to Japan in 1995, I by myself studied the solute transport study, dispersion study for various soil. Recent several years, I've been working on the Japanese volcanic ash soil called Andy soil. For Andy soil, because as you might know, we have a lot of volcanic ash, volcanic mountain throughout the soil, throughout Japan. We have volcanic ash soil, Andy soil is everywhere. I collected the 4th Andy soil, Ibaragi, Nagano, Mie, and Kumamoto. Then I did the dispersion study for saturated and unsaturated flow condition. Today I'd like to talk about only for the saturated condition. I firstly showed the result of these three Andy soil. Then lastly, I showed the recent result from the for the Mie soil. The Andy soil is known, has a unique property, which has, for example, the very high porosity, sometimes exceeding 80%, bulk density is sometimes less than 0.5. Then the water retention curve has this type of stepwise shape because of this structure. See, then, although today I don't talk so much of, but I also determined the unsaturated conductivity assuming a dual Van Gennichten type model using determine the parameter inversely using the evaporation method. See, as similar to the retention function, we also have also similar stepwise shape for the unsaturated conductivity. The displacement, the solid dispersion study itself is very simple. I pack the soil uniformly on the soil, then I replace the solution concentration one to the other. Then I regulated the water flux using pump here. Then I monitor the electrical conductivity inside soil column. This time I use 4-probe sensor. We sometimes use TDR too. One thing I want to mention here is, although many people determine the transport parameter using effluent, I would say generally the using the resident concentration inside soil column is more stable, especially for the mobile immobile type, because because of the uncertainty in the effluent. See, then after measuring the breakthrough curve, I apply the convection dispersion equation to determine dispersion and velocity to determine the dispersivity. Dispersivity is defined as D divided by V. This is a typical example of the breakthrough curve for three Andes soil. This one is Kumamoto, south part of Japan. as can be seen, this is a breakthrough curve for the fast, very fast water flux. This one is for very slow flux, as can be seen from this figure. CDE really works well, fit almost perfect, and the parameter is also very stable. Then I summarize all the dispersivity as a function of velocity relation for tree soil. As can be seen from here, dispersivity linearly increases velocity. This is Kumamoto, this is Ibaragi. It's very, a little bit hard. This circle is a result for the dune sand. In case of the non-structured dune sand, dispersivity is at most like 0.2 centimeter. It's constant regardless of velocity. But this, the Andes soil, velocity increases linearly with velocity. The reason for this behavior is because of the aggregate structure. In case of the solute mixing, dispersion in the aggregate soil have a two component. One is a dispersion in the intra-aggregate. It's like regular dispersion. Also, there is additional mechanism, solute mixing between the intra and intra-aggregate. If we assume the inside aggregate is immobile, we can apply my favorite mobile-immobile model. Then alpha is exchange time, first order exchange time, and 1 over alpha has a time dimension which implies the exchange time scale. Generally, I use CXT fit to determine these parameters, but in case of the Andes soil, CXT fit really works well. I failed to determine the parameter because it has already reached equilibrium. Then I decided to use this equation. This relation can be derived from the moment analysis. The dispersivity for the CDE can be expressed in terms of the MIM parameter like this. Then this relation consists of two components. One is mechanical dispersivity in the mobile phase. The other is transverse diffusion between two phases. As can be seen for lambda is proportional to V. Then I decided to use this relation to determine parameter, but we have two unknown here. But if we can determine the immobile phase based on the retention function, see as I mentioned, Andes soil had a stepwise function. If we assume this is inside aggregate, then if we assume this is immobile phase here, we can determine the alpha value based on the gradient of the V. See, I determine the theta immobile for three Andes soil, this place. Then this is one example of the how I determine the parameter. This is lambda as a function V. Then intercept is lambda M. And also, since I assume immobile phase is 50% based on the retention curve, so then I can determine alpha. Then I got the value alpha 1 over alpha equal 100 second. The breakthrough time is something like hour, minutes, or something like that. Then this exchange time is much faster than the convective time scale, which means the solute mix very quickly. I summarize the data for 3 Andes soil. The mobile phase dispersion is somehow 0.12 cm. This one is slightly bigger, but seems to be very reasonable. The exchange time scale is 50 seconds, 30 seconds, 100 seconds. It's very quick. Because of the Andes soil has very high porosity, solute mixing is very quick and reaching the equilibrium. That's my interpretation. Then, just 1 week before, my student got another data. This is an Andes soil from Mie, actually close to my university. Then, as can be seen, I'm not sure this is aggregate, but this has some structure. The size is around 1 millimeter. Then the saturated conductivity based on the falling head is incredibly high, very high, and highly aggregated. This soil has a little bit, you know, the higher bulk density. I mean, the porosity is slightly larger, but saturated conductivity is very high. When I do the same experiment breakthrough curve, I recognize that we recognize the fitting of CD getting is not good compared to other three soils. This is the first one, first water flux. Interesting part is as water flux getting smaller, the slow water flux, the discrepancy increase. It's very interesting. And also, if we did, although the fitting is not good, if I determine the dispersivity, I found a relation like this one. Significantly increase, it goes to up to 6. But the things which I excited is, look at this, the although the soil is packed uniformly as much as possible, I have never seen this type of stepwise breakthrough curve. It's not early arrival or long tailing. Maybe some kind of dual type of porosity, and the inside aggregate is not immobile. But anyway, you know, a lot of we need further investigation. Let me summarize my talk. The solid mixing between the inter and interaggregate pore was dominant process. That's reason for dispersivity increase with velocity. In case of three Andes soil, solid mixing is very fast. That's reason for the CD works well. And the last one, in case of Mie Andes soil, stepwise VTC and scale-dependent dispersion were observed. This one, I need further investigation. Because I greatly appreciate Ring because of the CXT fit. I'm still enjoying the solid transport study using my student, using my colleague in all over the world. See, I believe we still have a lot of challenges in this transport study. Finally, I want, as similar to other people, I want to show you some of the picture when I was at Riverside. See, the Yuka's daughter, Katrina, my daughter, they are now 18 years old. Feike, Ole Jacobsen, Murik, Horst is there. Oh, sorry. Yuka's family, and I developed CXT with Kangaroo. This is my second son, Dirk, Vinayak, and Peng, and Rin. And this is Kyoto. Thank you very much.